Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the ninth installment on Halachos of Mezuzah. A very interesting question that comes up is, what is the appropriate way to position one's mezuzah? We've discussed the fact that mezuzah is on the right side when one enters the room or the house. We've discussed the fact that the mezuzah is somewhere within the top third of the doorway. We've discussed the fact that the mezuzah should be within the opening tefach, opening 3 inches of the doorway. But what should be the actual position of the mezuzah? Famously, it's a dispute between Rishonim. Rashi says that the mezuzah should be vertically straight. And the Rabbeinu Tam famously says that it should be horizontally straight. And the Ramah, so by the way, standard Sephardic practice is to have it vertically straight. That's standard Sephardic practice. The Ramah, who's standard Ashkenazi practice, famously encourages fulfilling both opinions. And what he recommends is putting it on a diagonal. Therefore, the fact that it's on a diagonal is you're sort of accommodating the position of being horizontally straight, sort of accommodating the position of being vertically straight. When we say diagonal, we mean that the top of the mezuzah is pointed inwards. The top of the mezuzah is pointed inwards. The entirety of the mezuzah should still be within the first tefach of the doorway. So that's sometimes you have to think it through a little bit when you're positioning your mezuzah. Many people, many Sheva Brachos Divrei Torah have been filled with the imagery of the mezuzah. It's always a very nice vort. I'm sure many of the listeners have heard it before. But if you're talking about an outlook for a home, one of the keys for the home, for having a peace and tranquility in the home, is not being fixated on if you'll go like Rashi or go like Rabbeinu Tam, but go like something that accommodates both shittos. And if a family lived their life like that, that it's not me or you, it's us. A very nice idea. But again, the idea of the mezuzah being on a diagonal is a technical concept of accomplishing both of those shittos. A common question that comes up, I see this question come up most in mezuzahs on porches with sliding doors. Let's say there's no room to put the mezuzah on a diagonal. What do you do then? So even Ashkenazim would say that if there's no room to put the mezuzah on the diagonal, then it would be appropriate to have the mezuzah be vertically straight. By the way, even just a diagonal of a little bit would still be considered a diagonal. That's also worth keeping in mind. It's an interesting question that pops up. If we really want to accomplish both shittos, how about we put two mezuzahs? Let's put one mezuzah horizontally straight and one mezuzah vertically straight. It's distinctly possible that there was a sofer who made this recommendation. It obviously would end up getting a little bit expensive, but the halachic reason why we don't do that is it's brought down from poskim that it would have echoes of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is a prohibition to doing more than the mitzvah are prescribed. So for example, we have 4 sections in our tefillin. Let's say a person decided they want to have 5 sections in their tefillin, five pieces of parchment in their tefillin. So too, it would be not a good thing to have 2 mezuzahs on the door. We normally have 1 mezuzah on the door, and therefore the way to accommodate both positions is to have it on a diagonal. Another question that comes up regarding the positioning of the mezuzah is every now and then there's no room to put the mezuzah at all on the right side coming in. Frequently, I think the reason for that would be having to do with the apparatus of the door and how the door closes. When we're not talking about straight versus diagonal, we're talking about there's no room at all to have the mezuzah. So then what is the halacha? So in that case, the halacha is you should have it on the wall before you get inside the door. So it's right at the edge of the wall. It should be the wall on the right side. And the mezuzah should be tilted a little bit, again, a diagonal, tilted slightly towards the doorway. You see that every now and then in stores. You see it very rarely. Again, I want to reiterate, if the concern is there's no room to put the mezuzah on a diagonal, even Ashkenazim would say in that case you should put the mezuzah straight. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.